Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is January 24th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. MyShrek partners with Philz. UAE-based financial institution MyShrek has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Philz to launch corporate carbon offsetting services. Snapple partners with SoftPay, iOS. Self-checkout solution provider Snapple has partnered with SoftPay.io, a soft POS provider well known in the Scandinavian region. Nuvei enters new global partnership with Adobe. Nuvei has partnered with Adobe to provide customers access to their payments technology through their existing integration with Adobe Commerce. Edenese partners with LUXHUB to reshape meal vouchers. Edenese, the new official brand of Vireo, has partnered with LUXHUB to develop cashback technology to serve employers, employees and merchants. Fidesmo partners with MasterCard and VimPay. Fidesmo, a provider of secure and convenient contactless services, has successfully integrated Fidesmo Pay with MasterCard's Token Connect service. Razorpay launches an instant refund system. India-based fintech Razorpay has launched an instant refund system for failed Unified Payments Interface, UPI, transactions on its POS systems. StackGo partners with Idenfi. Idenfi has announced a new partnership with StackGo, an Australia-based software development company specializing in financial services, legal, real estate, and education sectors. Onfido launches Compliance Suite to simplify local and global identity verification. Onfido has launched its Compliance Suite, an all-in-one identity verification solution to help businesses expand into new markets and meet local regulatory needs for customer onboarding. Grow Financial Federal Credit Union chooses Atleo's ATM as a service, ATM AAS. NCR Atleos Corporation, NYSE, NATL, Atleos, a leader in expanding financial access for financial institutions, retailers and consumers, today announced that Grow Financial Federal Credit Union has chosen Atleos ATM as a service, ATM AAS, to transform its self-service banking channel for members and support ongoing growth. Worldline and Commerzbank expand partnership to include instant payments in Switzerland. Worldline, Euronext, WLN, a global leader in payment services, is further expanding and enriching its partnership with Commerzbank. Fiserv's Polecard introduces PAX Smart POS device into service suite. Polecard from Fiserv's strategic decision solidifies the position of PAX Android terminals, now embraced by all major payment terminal operators in Poland. Iliad Solutions launches new testing standards for SEPA real-time payments. Iliad Solutions, a global leader in payments testing, is offering support to financial institutions integrating the next SEPA Instant Credit Transfer, SCT Inst, rulebook version scheduled to go live in March 2024. IFX Payments hires Graham Ridley from Barclays as strategy director. IFX Payments has today appointed a new strategy director to drive the delivery of the business's strategic objectives. Six Ships' new climate data offering. Today, Six, the global financial information provider, is announcing the launch of its new climate data offering to support the reporting and monitoring of climate factors, as well as climate-related investment and risk decision-making. Three Rock Capital streamlines EMIR oversight with FundRex. FundRex, a leading provider of cloud-based reconciliation software for the global funds industry, is pleased to announce that Three Rock Capital Management, TRCM, is using our cloud solution to automate its AMIR oversight workflow. Digital assets startup Elwood receives FCA regulatory approval as a service company. Elwood Technologies LLP, Elwood or the Company, a leading software as a service, SaaS, platform that provides institutional-grade access to digital asset exchanges and liquidity venues, today announced it has been authorized as a service company by the UK Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. BaFin increases focus on IT outsourcing risks. Cybersecurity and the outsourcing of IT services are among the greatest risks to the financial sector, warns a new report from German regulator BaFin. FSB sets out 2024 work program. The FSB will monitor vulnerabilities and support global cooperation in a rapidly changing environment, including through its work program for enhancing the resilience of non-bank financial intermediation, NBFI. Tessellate partners with MITech. Tessellate has announced its partnership with MITech in order to optimize its Tegula trade finance as a service with Credoc 5G's features and solutions. EML payments to liquidate PCSIL. Australia-based EML Payments has announced it is winding down its Irish subsidiary, PCSIL, stating the business is no longer commercially viable and sustainable. NAB partners with Microsoft for cybersecurity. National Australia Bank, NAB, has partnered with Microsoft to provide a free cyber assessment tool to help Aussie small businesses prepare for and recover from a cyber attack. Klarna CEO says US IPO could come quite soon. It is very likely that Klarna will launch a stock market listing in the US quite soon, according to CEO Sebastian Siemiatkowski. MasterCard and the Clearinghouse extend real-time payments partnership. MasterCard and the Clearinghouse, TCH, have announced an extended multi-year partnership, bringing the companies together to collaborate on innovative capabilities for consumers, businesses and governments to evolve and embrace the digital economy through real-time payments, RTP, adoption on the RTP network. Stripe issues churn management guide along with improvements to billing platform. Stripe, a financial infrastructure platform for businesses, today launched a new churn management guide to help subscription businesses understand and mitigate voluntary and involuntary customer churn. Ingenico builds smart POS device on CyberSource fraud management platform. Ingenico, a global leader in payment acceptance and services, has announced a strategic partnership with CyberSource, Visa's agnostic global payment and fraud management platform. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.